Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the don't nearly view system deal. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Hi. Wish I was. All right.
There's a better life without that sort of stuff, Stephen.
Not sure that's you the know, case. Well, here right. he is. What an absolute
Who's he?
Gen.
Where have you got him from?
Mitz.
Oh, you just got some guy that comes in and delivers Red Bull for you. Yeah. Done well there.
It's from Ashton.
Is it?
Right.
Right, let's discuss the debate we've been having just a minute ago. Let's actually discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah,
can I think, be asked talking yeah, about Jason
Because I think you make a good point. Because the original plan for me and you today was to not mention Jason Sanchez.
We're
as you call
well
him.
Good at staying off topic
yeah,
as well.
Because, you know, we are getting a little bit bored of it. It is non-stop. It has been at least 18 months. And I feel like I've said, Jadon Sancho is on the verge of a move to Manchester United more times than I've said anything else in my life. And then we were having this discussion. Then a load of journalists started tweeting that.
So I think my exact words were, we've done 1,500 videos on it this week. Let's not fucking cover it. So here's the update. Romano said, here we go soon. Sound.
What's your favourite?
Oh, here we go.
Favourite, right? Headed goal of the 90s.
My favourite headed goal of the night is?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you got to start throwing some out there, isn't it? It's got to be the second one of Steve Bruce's against Sheffield Wednesday in 1993 when I was near the fucking cricket ground and didn't even fucking see it, Dad.
Yes, I was in that game.
Let's go. Why?
Didn't have a ticket. Chav me way in as usual. Last 10 minutes, me and the boys from Peton, Pytown, Pyneton, you know the dance, got in there, saw them two goals. One of the greatest 3 minutes of my life.
Left at 1-0.
Bro. Isn't it like horrible when you like kidding, you have to sort of do as you're told with them sort of things. Like, you can't just say, hang on a minute, I'm just going to stay.
The year before, we'd done that, dipped a couple of times as well at like the 89th minute kind of mark. Do you remember? Was it Leeds at home? We didn't win. We balls up the league to Leeds. We just didn't win for like four games and was like,
do you know
well,
what I remember that one?
Forest.
You got it. Do you know what I remember that one as well? Neil Webb, when he got subbed, trudging. You know the word trudging? This is
dragging
trudging.
His
yeah,
feet.
Stephen, this is trudging. Literally like, and everyone just getting absolutely infuriated with someone who's not really playing that well, sulking as he comes off and you're chasing the game. And I think that was the end of it for him. Because the next season,
gone.
Didn't play at all, really.
Sin a bit. But yeah, that's the... I think it's got to be the Steve Bruce one.
Do you know what? Malik Sheth, forgive me if I've got that one wrong. He said, Roy Keane, come on, boys.
Did he?
He snuck in there, because I had forgot. Yeah, now obviously. 99.
Oh, City, Manchester Derby. Was that an header? Oh. Do you know what, though? I don't consider
give
that
him a Red Bull, like. This is what happens when he doesn't have his Red Bull fix.
He stops functioning. All fucking
he does.
Day.
Like, he needs some.
Finished the meeting 3 minutes ago.
I thought, like, I was wondering then, is he taking a mickey or what?
All right, no, hang on. Let's just roll back a bit. 93, 94.
Yeah.
Against City. Was that an header?
Oh, it was a diving header on it. At the back post. I remember the sliding.
See, that's what I'm thinking of. But, yeah, of course. David Beckham cross, obviously. 1998, shit. Do you want to watch that? Yeah. Whiteacre Road in Ashton, my mate Ben's house.
Let me just say that...
Not that Ben either, it was a different Ben.
Oh, wait a minute, who's mate you watched it with?
It was another guy called Ben, not Ben that you all know. Oh, so different. If I say it was my mate Ben. Right, like, oh, it's I a know different that guy. Ben. It's a different guy.
I was at my mate Gaz's house, Gaz Parr. It's his daughter's christening at the weekend as well. There you go.
Went 2-0 down and I nearly went home.
No, I went from my house to his house.
Right. 2-0 down, yeah. I'm like, what's the fucking point? Yeah. One, no. English seems... Why are you trying to sneak?
Do you know, just in time...
You big we're fucking idiot.
We're talking about punctuality and the importance of being punctual on a live video.
All right, do an eyebrow. It's sponsored, you've got to do an eyebrow. Not yeah. me. No! You do an eyebrow, yeah.
Jordan's here, our can't very own.
It's not COVID safe for you to do me. Do your own eyebrow.
Love Island contestant of the future, possibly. Jordan, we're just talking about our favourite goal for the night is because, listen, we know there's this Jadon Sancho update.
Look, Romano said, here we go soon.
Right.
Here
we go soon, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
So we're done talking about it now.
Yeah, get involved in the comments, by the way. Let us know your greatest goal of the night is. Headed goal of the night is.
Just going to scull this Red Bull.
Let us know as well, right? People are sort of, there's a bit of a mixed bag here. People talking about it, pay the moolah and all that. If you want, you know, are you still on the Jadon Sancho thing now or you're just done with it? Go on, what's your headed goal, favourite headed goal of the night is? Were you even born in the 90s, yeah?
I was in 98, baby.
Yeah. Fucking make me sick.
I'm sorry.
What? When in 98?
January.
January what?
January. I know we had yours, this discussion on the 21st. Live. Yeah, because yours is the 14th.
Yeah, yours is the same as Danny Wallace.
Who?
There you go.
Well done.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering if your dad left it in celebration of the 1997 campaign.
You can ask him if you want. But
Cam Waters is in the chat saying, Alex, Callum, turn his mic up. It's done. Cam, thanks, Cam, for getting in there. But we've sorted it. Rebecca Jade O'Sullivan says, oh, I'm 5 years older than him.
Oh.
There you go, yeah, a bit of trivia for you. What's all right then, because it's not fair because you were only two by the end of the 90s. What's your favourite headed goal?
My favourite headed goal?
Yeah, we're just on headers for no reason whatsoever.
Just for how
we
did
it. Talk about Jadon Sancho.
Because we're sick of talking about Jadon Sancho. There has been an update and we'll get to it later on.
No, we won't.
All right, we won't. All right.
Well, we won't.
We don't really have to.
Well, I'm not going to.
We've seen, haven't we? We already know what's happening.
And I've been that busy with meetings. I had a Rotterdam show.
Oh, sorry. Oh, 5 months. Yeah. Did I say 5 years then? Sorry, Rebecca Jade O'Sullivan. She said 5 months. Sorry. Yes, I can read. I'm just not very good at it. Right.
Continue. You defended someone.
Yeah, I was just upset at that. She said, years. Jay, can you read?
He has.
Did you say sorry?
I have apologised twice.
Eddie Gold, shut up.
Eddie Gold, Chicharito, Stoke, backheader.
Oh.
That.
He's done us there,
that, for me, hey? The technique, the ability. Just Chicharito, because he's a cute little Mexican fella.
Hang on, I'm going to talk about technique. Can you call it technique? Because I don't reckon he practiced that.
You reckon he practiced?
No, I don't reckon he practiced that.
Exactly.
So is it technique if you didn't practice it? Or is it just, I flung my fucking head backwards at it?
I don't think it's, I flung my head backwards at it. I reckon that
he's
meant to do that.
40 reps of 40 doing that. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be 40 reps. It takes a second to score a goal, Steve.
Oh, here's one for you. The United Way says, RVP header in the World Cup. Might not be a United goal, but one of the best I've ever seen.
It was a good header.
I was there then. How was it that game?
Oh, fuck off, Jay.
Just thought I'd throw that in there, just so you know. Got a ticket 2 minutes before kickoff.
Were you not booing then because Van Persie scored?
No, I was, but I wasn't a big Spain fan anyway, so I was buzzing for him. And also we had Van Persie, you had Daley Blind, and you had Louis van Gaal as well for the Dutch.
Fully prepared to say some outrageous shit, which I might have said on camera about Louis van Gaal after that tournament.
Yeah, we'll keep
the penalties and all that lot. He's like, subbed the keeper in for the penalties and he won the penalty shootout, Jay. Do you even understand the level of genius we've just appointed?
No, yeah, that's what we all thought. And then halfway through his tenure, you're thinking, maybe that time he subbed the keeper wasn't his genius. Maybe it's because he's not well.
Well, it's the opposite of genius.
Well, madness and genius are cousins.
Aaron Naha says, Rio against the Scouters.
Was that who did he scored? Do you know what? Have you seen some of the...
Was he skinhead Rio then? Or was he
no,
Braids
Rio? No, Braids
Rio.
I think Braids, he was, yeah,
2005.
Yeah, I want to say around that.
Some of the goals he scored, he scored one against Liverpool, didn't he, inside the box from a corner that had been knocked down.
Yeah,
and the one he scored against Swansea, last Old Trafford game of Fergie's reign. Have you seen how hard he levers up? That is a centre-half scoring a goal. He's gone fucking neck into it.
No Ronaldo jumping over a house shouts, what is this, says Sheikh Hussein.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Ronaldo in a Champions League final wasn't bad, was it? Guy was in air for three quarters of an hour.
Are you mad? Wes Brown put it on a plate for him. Yeah, Couldn't miss with that pass.
With his left foot, by the way,
exactly,
Jordan.
Exactly.
It's like, it always annoys me that Chucky don't get enough credit for Beckham's from the halfway line.
or his involvement in Cantona.
Exactly. Put it on a plate for him. It's a tap in, man.
Tap in from 25 yard out.
Get involved in the chat. Let us know your favourite goal. Ronaldo against Roma. Someone's saying, we're saying headers goal. Anish Joshi says, Maguire's header against us, which made us buy him. Laugh, laugh, laugh.
Ronaldo against Roma was a beast.
Oh. It was, wasn't it?
That's that the was, one, that was that one where it's like counter and he comes into shot just at the last minute. And then.
Yeah, it was. I want to say he's like, PK was going for it.
Yes, PK. That's the player I always remember from that picture. He's PK there. Because he got a winner's medal that season, didn't he, PK? For like David May in it.
He had about 10 years of living the dream, didn't he? Firing balls into Messi all day long. And then...
Before all that, really, something.
Matty G in the super chat says, CR7 at Roma.
Yep.
Not even, this is what he's pointing out here, not even in frame when Scholesy crossed it. I love this, and I'm going to read it out. Daniel Levy.
Daniel Levy's in chat.
Daniel Lee says, Rooney bicycle kick versus sitter.
Good out of that.
That's my favourite header. Cam Waters in the chat.
The top of his head was the important part of that, wasn't it?
Cam Waters says, Raheem Sterling versus Czech Republic.
Get Cam, out. Fuck. It's your day off and you've already been in here and now you're in the chat. Get a grip on.
I like the dedication from Cam.
Wanks off.
Cam,
hey,
he's been in on his day off. He's in the chat pointing out errors with the video and he's getting involved as well.
Cameron,
so
you
I'm
loser.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser. Loser.
He's not. He's dedicated. Right.
No, he's a loser. Come on, he's a loser.
He's putting more effort in today on his day off than he does when he's here. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I'm not. Listen, he's a good lad, Cam.
Any of Dwight Yorks delivered from David Beckham in 98, 99?
I'd actually argue Danny Welbeck's against Arsenal. The first one.
Danny Welbeck at the Bernabeu.
Danny Welbeck at the Bernabeu.
Any Danny Welbeck goal.
How many times have he led the line? At the Bernabeu. 19.
The Bernabeu.
Okay, sit down. Last time you led the line at the Bernabeu 19. Shut the fuck up.
Alex Bailey says, who's the teenager with Howson and Jay? Don't know. What's your name, mate?
Harry.
What's your name? Where you come from?
My name is Harry Jones. I'm quite clearly from the Wirral. And
where are you from, actually, Jordan? Whereabouts are you from?
Middleton in Manchester. Aww.
That's
great info for all the viewers, isn't it?
Don't know why I would have said Middleton. I wouldn't have said Middleton.
I don't know.
Where would you have said it? But Kirsty, because I do have this very nice sponsored...
I'd have said Failsworth.
Oh, I can see Failsworth.
Can see Failsworth?
Failsworth.
I can see
Failsworth. You can see there's a hint of Failsworth to him, isn't there?
Northenden.
I don't know. He's got that twang. I think he has got that. That way.
Middleton.
Now, no one says Middleton like that from Middleton.
No, but he's got a bit of twang to him.
Where's Middleton?
The outskirts. Northenden. Northenden's like
North
practically within Shore, isn't it?
He said he are then.
He did say he are then. Yeah, all right. I'll let
Manchester.
I didn't realise this was like a 23-year-old teenager show.
Well, shut up and pin him back and listen.
Right. Matty G again in the super chat. Thanks, Matty. Says David Moyes. Says Vidic versus Bayern in the quarters. Hey, God, imagine if we got through with Moyes as manager.
What? This is what I said to you the other day. We needed to go out.
Yeah.
We needed to not win the league because we'd have still been sitting here arguing, going, look, he's won the league once.
Yeah.
He can win it again.
He could come back.
It might have been 7 years since he won it, Jordan, but he's proved himself. No.
And he could come back. Look how he's doing at West Ham. He could come back and do a job. And I'm glad that we're not having that conversation now.
Pass me that.
Jordan, I'll literally kill you.
Talking of doing a job. Hey. See what I did there? Hey. The Euros were all about bragging rights, yeah? And showing pride for your country's squad. So, with the help of today's sponsor, Manscaped, which we all use, you will definitely be showing pride in your squad down there, yeah?
Your squad of two.
Your squad of, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Your front bottom, yeah? You can now trim up your personal pitch without the fear of whacking your bollocks. See, I've been trying to keep this all PG, but then it's just gone in without, so I'm reading it. Unlock that confidence and join the movement with a set exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with Howson20 at manscaped.com. There's a link in the description. So, Manscaped, yeah, is changing the way men approach grooming with their performance package, yeah? What is this, Steve? You know when you get your lawnmower technology when you're grooming down there, because we've all done it, haven't we? Without the lawnmower technology,
we've all done it.
It's a right faff. When you get the lawnmower technology, what is it you want? Do you want 1.0? Are you getting out of bed for 2.0, son? Are you?
No comment.
Exactly. You want 3.0, and that's what you've got here. The 3.0 performance package, yeah? This men's bundle, yeah? Not this men's bundle, that's a different story. This men's bundle here, which my lovely assistant there is modelling. There you go. Beautiful, eh? Absolutely beautiful. We'll auction that one off as well. That he's licked.
Stephen Housen licked bundle.
That's a t-shirt, isn't it?
If ever I'll, seen stack, I'll start the bidding at a fiver.
Sold.
I'm not going any higher.
Sold. So this men's bundle includes the lawnmower 3.0, the weed whacker, performance boxer briefs. Yeah, because you all need a bit of room, don't you? You want it sort
breathe.
Of,
you want to breathe.
You want to breathe.
You?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Especially after you've groomed him nice. A travel kit and formulations to help you upgrade your grooming game. And I love this. The lawnmower, and I'm making this up, I'm not just reading it off this laptop. The lawnmower 3.0 is the Harry Maguire of dong defense.
Because who the fuck
so
got
no
that
one's going to buy it.
Oh, I think this
ruined,
is fantastic.
You just ruined it now.
Jay, are you saying that cost £80 million?
It doesn't.
Fuck
Steven.
Me, that's a dear ball.
It really doesn't. It's 20% off of free worldwide shipping. So make sure you're checking it out, of course, because it's got a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe trademark technology. It's waterproof. It's got an LED light. You know I'm into the LED light because I used to take a torch in the shower with me when I was shaving balls. Now I don't have to do it. It's got a light on this, yeah? So that's saved a lot of embarrassment and a lot of, you know, difficult conversations with the missus.
Blood.
So it's got everything you need. Skin safe technology. 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turn off. May have skipped
a
bit
there. Did you just do that? Did you just do that? Did you ask all the four guys in the office there?
That's why you got to 79% from four of us, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry.
So listen.
What's the math then?
You've got everything you want there, right? You've got moisturiser, you've got crop reviver, you've got ball toner for your testicles that's infused with aloe vera, yeah? So if you wanted to join a ball sack beauty contest, not only could you enter it, you'd win it, okay? Unless you're up against other people at your Manscaped, then it's a bit of a free-for-all. So check it out. 20% off and free shipping
that
with
like
your
the
code.
1990s Tour de France. Everyone's juicing.
Thank you. Housen 20. Support the show and the legends at Manscaped who are looking out for the general safety of your bollocks.
Listen, just support the channel. Click the link. Go see if you can buy some shit because they sponsor us. So go and check them out. If you like the channel, support the sponsors.
Well done. Well said.
It sounds clean.
We're not the Glazers. But yeah, I mean, it is clean. They are good. On a serious note, they're very well made. I don't know if you've bought other shit like this. And this isn't part of the read or anything. This is just me being honest. Because I've got the nose hair one as well. Because I don't know what happens when you turn 30. Suddenly, my nose hair grows like my fucking head hair. Like, when did that happen? When did that become a thing?
I don't know.
So just fucking get in there, son.
But one great thing about that is that there's someone who keeps commenting on our videos saying that either he doesn't know whether my gooch or Steve's gooch smells better, but I'll tell you now, they're going to smell amazing with the Manscaped trimmer. So remember, Alison 20,
Jordan,
check out.
I'm man of the world. I fucking shave and talk my fucking special friends, so don't you worry about me. All right?
I get that nose hair, but at least you get head hair. I get nose hair without the head hair.
Yeah,
I got the worst of both worlds. Thankfully, though, Manscaped got me covered. We've got some super chats, so we'll read them because it's what we do. Enrique Cupan says, Fellaini's best control moment. Oh, sorry, best chest control moment. I'd say Jack Wilshere's head. That time at the Emirates. Remember that when Jack Wilshere tried to get all brave and everything?
Yeah, I was Fellaini with that.
What is this child doing?
Excuse me, mate. What are you doing?
Alien Tenno says, Harry Jones, the fly gone wrong. I don't know what that means. Anyone want to sort me out? Feel free to get involved and let me know what all that means. There was another one as well, which... Christian Shea says, Chicharito versus Chelsea.
Phil Jones' is defensive header. How about that?
Right, I want you to...
Oh, great header, by the way.
Because I've had this debate on social media, right? You can all get involved. Oh, was that good defending?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. It was.
Did it look silly?
Yes. But your job as a defender is to stop the opponents from scoring.
Yeah.
Did he stop Giroud from scoring?
Do you rather your defender go, couldn't get my foot on it, so I'll let him score? Yeah. No. Face plant for the team.
I agree. Right? That bit is good defending, right?
It's the fact he's on his knees in the first place.
It's the 5 seconds before that when A, he looks down his line and gets the offside all wrong. Then he lets his man get the other side of him.
Wrong.
Then he falls over.
Wrong.
All that bit...
A hat-trick of calamities, yeah. A hat-trick of calamities, but yeah, in the moment yeah of a calamity,
that bit,
it's the best yeah piece of so defending he's ever done at the
exactly
club, period.
It's the bit leading up to it, which is disastrous, where you're going, what is he doing? But the actual heading the ball away, heading the face plan, is good.
He did what he was supposed to do in a situation he created.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
There's someone's asking about, can you have a look? I'll, you know what, I'll have a look about here we goes. That's here we goes. Listen, if there's a here we go, we'll let you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We decided we're not talking about he usually well, not
I'm
be mentioned
just letting
today
you know, yes.
Jay Motti, Lyrical Miracle on the
all
side.
All we've got
there
is it could be a confirmed soon, which is what we've been saying for about.
Can he work as a can months. Jones work as a CDM, says Johan. Can work as a fucking barman for all I care.
No, that's
not a footballer, is he?
There was a time though.
He was playing CDM at a time.
We did, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, did.
We did.
Fergie, you know, said some irresponsible shit about him too.
Is that the worst thing Fergie's ever said?
No,
like that we know of. I mean, that's the worst behind closed doors.
You read his autobiography, he's fully preparing to take all the credit for Nick Powell being the new Scholes. It's not a good read. I mean, it's a good read if you're into like satire.
All right. There's three that spring to mind, right? This with Fergie. Yeah. There's the he could have killed him one.
Yeah, that was yeah? That was my top that. Yeah.
There's the Phil Jones is the greatest player I've ever seen.
What's your number three?
I think, right, there's a one passage in his book where he said that he thought Thiago Alcantara was just about on the same level as Tom Cleverley.
Yeah, he said we turned down signing him because we thought Tom Cleverley was just as good.
All I'm going to say is Tom Cleverley did more for Manchester United than Thiago Alcantara did for
that's a good point, and that's what matters. So,
fuck's sake.
Fergie right, was right.
Am I wrong?
No, I'm you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I don't, there you go. There it is, sports.
I don't remember Thiago Alcantara forming a 5-game partnership with Anderson that was the talk of the Premier League.
Am I wrong?
Eh?
Am I wrong?
Thank you.
That white thing that sits on top of pastries.
Am I wrong?
What are you doing here?
Am I wrong?
You want to see what?
Well, wait. We're fucking live.
Oh, my. The Alcins are here. Hey.
What?
You what?
We're still fucking live, so fuck off.
We've not stopped.
Yeah. Wife trying to come and fucking yeah raid the bar.
Steve's wife's like here to raid the bar. So, you know, we'll have to wait another 37 minutes. Forgive me in advance. I'm going to try this. Shreyash Batari says, Phil Jones, diving header, clearance, and against Giroud, it reminded me of Vida and filled me with hope. Steve, where do you honestly think it's gone wrong for Phil Jones?
Yeah, to tie his own shoelaces. Do you know what? Rio's talking about getting him on, so we can probably ask him.
We may have to delete some tweets.
Oh, I've definitely got some tweets.
Kill the live. Kill it now. Kill it now.
I've got tweets about crayons. I've got tweets about fucking how much cutlery he breaks. Like, I reckon he goes through two bowls a week.
Crayons?
Karen, I've dropped him again.
Steve, you say this line. Tell Jordan your line.
What do you reckon Phil Jones' favourite colour of crayon is? Flavour of crayon is. Let's say again. What do you reckon Phil Jones'
favourite flavour of crayon is? Moment's gone now. Go on, tell me anyway. Come on.
I don't mind. You've literally been saying that for about 5 years and you get it wrong. Carl Rayner says, Sancho. Oh, I've lost that already. Sancho's coming home. I'm reading out Super Chats. He's coming. He's coming him.
Stop doing super chats with Sancho in them. Let's take it.
No, let's not sell people. No, listen. Stop doing super chats.
Do super chats with more rounded questions yeah that aren't on Jason Sancho.
Oh, we are. Here's one for you. Aditya Gautam, forgive me if I pronounced that wrong as well, says, could Garner be our CDM realistically? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, but I think he's going to do another season at
yeah
Nottingham Forest where he was sensational for last year. He literally was like number one in like pretty much every worthy metric that he could have had.
He was better than Busquets has ever been, according to the Forest fans, and they know.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to stack that up against the fact that Busquets never played for Forest. But apart from that, they're right.
And did James Garner have Messi and Xavi and Iniesta in front of him?
Excellent point. Well,
thank you.
Good thing about him as well. Sorry, a good thing about him as well.
Please
was
do.
That,
you can speak. As
you know,
much
he was
as you
in
want
the first half of the season. He was at Watford, wasn't he? And then he got. They sent him back, so it
was it Lee Bowyer or someone who came in at Watford.
It might have been deciding for him, you know. But then he's come back, showed his class at Notts Forest, and if he goes and does another season there, it could be very interesting.
I'd love it. I love it if we beat them. Just love it. No, I would love it if James Garner works out.
All right, Kev,
just we'll have to see. Brandon Reisner says, honest take on game against Germany. Should Sterling play?
Fuck off. No.
No.
Yes. No! Show him, Jordan. What the fuck are you on about?
He's good. He's good for England. He turns
up for England. Right.
He trusts him. Why do you think he didn't play in the first two warm-up games? Because he trusts him. He doesn't have to see him.
Right.
And I'm saying this.
You literally know this, right? Better than anyone.
If Sterling shot JFK, he'd be knighted today.
Right, listen to me. You know this better than anyone. Marcus Rashford needs a fucking rest.
Oh, yeah. Did I say Marcus Rashford?
All right then. Who are you playing instead of Sterling?
Sancho.
Right, fair point. But the English press are waiting to demonise someone for when we inevitably get knocked out. And it'll be the guy that just signed for Manchester United. Yeah, so they'll hammer him and that'll be his start to his career. So let Sterling take the flak. Let them look like they blamed Harry Kane for not passing to him.
Right.
In the semi-final. That's the reason we went out.
Here's the thing.
Go on.
Declan Rice and Calvin Phillips are not dominating fucking Gundogan and Kimmich in midfield. Can we just take that? Are we all in agreement with that, right?
Yeah.
We can say that as a almost factual sort of thing. Would you say?
Declan Rice had a really good game the other day.
So yes, is the answer, right? Okay. So England are going to be forced to play on the back foot, which is what I've been begging for them to do. Now, would you say Sterling's blessed with that explosive in behind pace?
Yes.
No. You don't have the same sort of pace as Sancho or Marcus.
It's quicker than you.
That's not the metric for England footballers. And also, seriously. Is he though?
Bloody hell, I got a big
Have
one
you
there,
seen him move from here to the fridge?
You know what I'm saying?
Seriously? He's like lightning.
I'll fucking destroy you on the way to that fridge. Right? Is Phil Foden blessed with the blistering sort of pace you've got out of Sancho?
Sancho's the quickest, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So what you want to do in this game, I can see you going with Kane because he does do all right on the hold-up. But you want to go with players that are going to get in behind.
Damn him with faint praise there, isn't it? He does right? do all
you
right.
You want to get players that are getting in behind. If you want to win this game, Marcus and Sancho are the wingers you play. You play Sterling when? When you're going to have the ball. Because he's a player that loves possession. Same with Foden. Unfortunately, probably the same with Grealish. Because even though that Villa work without the ball a lot, he's fairly slow in possession. He likes a lot of touches. He's not going to speed it up. You want to have a real simple midfield that's only function is to fucking knock it into the channel. That's how you're going to beat Germany. If you try and go toe-to-toe with the Germans, we will be home without scoring a goal by late on Tuesday night.
Mason Greenwood, his injury, was that real?
What, why he pulled out of the squad?
Yeah. Don't start being all coy with me. Right.
Because I can't legally say no, it wasn't. Right. I can say I don't believe it was.
No, I don't. I think that it stunk to me that of Southgate don't really rate him. He's probably not going to make the 23-man squad. Go and get yourself fit or whatever for next summer.
Hang on. Some of you fuckers in the paper, in the comments, literally thinking that you want, in a game that you might have one or two chances, you want fucking Sterling to take them. Or Sterling be the guy to get him behind. Sterling's got a lot to like about his game. Being a counter-attacking player is not anything fucking remotely related to that. But he's not going to play Sancho because we fucking know who he is.
Anand Mokashi says Coop Miners for CDM should get him.
Fucking hell, is he?
I don't see him.
Is he kid off Love Island? That's it. I do the interviews.
Yeah, I don't think. I just don't see nice Southgate giving. I think you're right. I don't see Southgate giving Sancho a chance now, and he's not giving him a chance so far. Isaac Hobson says, if we get Varane, what happens to Lindelof? Will he leave, fight for his place, or be second choice?
Yes.
Two. Well,
one of them.
No, the latter two. He'll be second choice, and he'll fight for his place. I don't think he'll leave.
No.
You don't get Varane in and then get rid of the player that's probably
going to be his understudy.
Yeah. And then Varane gets injured and oh, I'm going to make it back to square one, especially as Axel's going back on loan.
Axel's going to go on
supposedly,
loan.
Yeah. Which
mate, it pains me with him. Like, because
we've seen history repeating with the De Gea Henderson, who's number one saga. And then we're also seeing history repeating a little bit with Axel's nearly ready. Let's send him out on loan. We did that already. He's just not managed to take the opportunity that was definitely there for him with both hands.
It's just the injuries as well.
Injuries, yeah. I think time's ticking for him. If he doesn't take the step now, and honestly, if I'm in his shoes, I leave United. I try and find a permanent move.
It amazes me that sort of that because, you know, like against Paris, in Paris against Paris Saint-Germain, obviously, like 99% of defenders can't put in a performance that he did. They've just not got
especially
it
against the likes yeah, of against Mbappe, Neymar, Neymar, Mbappe. You,
they can't do it.
Cool. As yeah. Well. Not like, even flustered, no. last-ditch yeah. defending, just like dealt with.
That top end isn't available to nearly every defender on the planet. Yeah. But he's got it in him. It's just then you get like the Istanbul game where you see the other side to where it's just not happening for him. I think he got subbed at half-time. Injuries, just but niggly injuries as well.
He didn't play in the build-up to that either.
No, it was a like, it felt, it smacked of like, I know it's different levels and I'm not defending him, but you know like when Van Gaal or someone throwing Matteo Darmian, who'd not played for like 6 months, throw him in at the derby and he'd get absolutely destroyed.
There you go, told you shit.
Yeah.
And that's why you play him at left back as well.
This is your first game in about 6 months. Go on, you can play against the team.
Listen,
that are 10
Diogo,
points ahead
of
everyone.
I know you've not played for a little bit. How do you feel about playing on the opposite side to the one you like playing on? And at Anfield.
Yeah, that was what it was like, wasn't it? And it felt a little bit like that.
Do you not like me or something?
With oh yeah,
well, we got a problem now, have we?
Brandon Reisner in the super chat says, "I'd start Grealish over Sterling. England have scored and then parked the bus throughout the group stage. Germany play a high risk, aggressive attack. England can't afford to park the bus, in my opinion."
We can't go toe to fucking toe with them. Do it. It'd be a fucking right laugh watching them get absolutely snotted.
Do you think that we've got a decent chance because this German team isn't, in German terms, one of its best? Or do you think that there's
they don't have. No,
I'm asking a bleeding question.
They don't have a recognised number nine. I think, of course, they've got a chance.
Yeah.
How many goals have they scored?
You're just a pessimistic England fan.
No,
come on, Steve.
I'm fucking realistic. How many goals have they scored in the group stage?
Two.
How many have we scored?
No, we've scored two. We've scored two.
Yeah. How many has the German scored?
Five or six. Seven.
With what? No number nine.
But
we supposedly got the best number nine in the world. Right, how many did we score? Two.
How many goals have we
didn't
conceded?
Score fucking any how against many goals Scotland. Conceded? Who gives a fuck?
We've conceded none as a four, so why go to a five? There's no point. There's no point.
I didn't say go to a five. No.
Mohamed Jabbar.
Let's go toe to toe in matching formations and everything.
No. Sorry, Mohamed, I'll get to you.
Don't go toe to toe with the Germans.
Oh, okay.
You lose.
Mohamed Jabbar says, "With Ahmad, Greenwood, Sancho on the right, Marshall, Rashi on the left, does this mean Dan James will be moved on or sent out on loan, Stephen?"
No, probably not.
What do you reckon, Jordan? Do you think that Dan James is going anywhere?
No.
I don't think he is. I think Dan James has done... Probably Dan James has probably been the biggest does-what-he-says-on-the-tin signing in the history of our club. Like, what did you expect for 15 million quid from a Championship player who'd played 28 games?
Knock it. Run.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think you were going to get?
People going on here, but how many goals have England conceded, right? Look at how many the Germans scored, right? And look at the group they were in.
Mate, that group.
We had Czech Republic, where you knew one player, right? Because he plays for West Ham, and only this season, by the way. We played Scotland.
Suchek.
Who are Hartlepool level. No, and then we played Croatia, who are living off the fact that they didn't win the World Cup 3 years ago. Honestly, if there was a group of death, it wasn't ours, was it? Let's be real.
Who did the Germans have? Oh, France, the World Cup winners. Portugal, with Ronaldo, whoever he is.
The European Championship
holders.
Hey,
mate.
Literally,
know what I mean?
European Championship holders and the World Cup holders.
Didn't see them getting clean sheets against the likes of Che Adams.
That's
all I'm going to say to you. CJ Legends 89 says, "I don't mind the he who shall not be named coming to United. I'm more concerned about players like Tuan Zebe, Pereira, etc. not being linked with moves away." No, this is a point, right? Because I want to get you on this.
Pereira has been linked.
Yeah, but there's been stories, reports, rumours, whatever you want to label them, of Ollie having to move players on to get a CDM in. Like, you're getting your shiny Jadon Sancho, right? Don't worry about that. We're going to try and get you a defender in. If you want a CDM and a half-decent one who can play football, you've got to sell some players, which kind of makes sense because we're owned by the Glazers and there's no way they're going to spend lots of money. Do you think that's doable? Have we got players that we can get rid of?
You can get rid of him.
We'll move on and get money in to buy with.
Is Smalling still ours?
No, I think we actually pulled the plug on that and let him go to Roma permanently.
About 12 mil, I think.
Yeah, last season he played against us, didn't he? So.
You've got Dalot.
Yep.
I don't think you're selling Tuan Zebe just yet.
No.
You've got Phil Jones, hilarious.
Well, that's not, that don't count.
Has Rojo gone permanently or was that a loan?
I think that's, he's gone, I think. He's gone to Boca. Where'd he gone? I don't know.
Yeah, he's at Boca, yeah. But I don't know if it was permanent or alone. You've got Tony Marshall, who some of you is not going to like that, but I think if you bring in Sanchez in, that's Jadon Sancho, and there's talk of someone else coming in, I think that's a move. Probably cut ties with Palestri because he's not good enough, and
There's not
you
much.
Might be able to get money for Alanga now.
Andres Pereira, another one.
Andres Pereira, but again, we never sell for top dollar. Like, if you try to buy Andres Pereira from Lazio, you're 30 million quid in the hole.
Yeah.
You try and sell him to Lazio, they're like, well, we've got like 17 quid.
Do you know what? It pays me to say, but this is one thing the Scousers always get right. They get rid of some reach Ross for about 20 million, 30 million quid.
Dominic Solanke.
Yeah.
Bournemouth.
Jordan
18 mil.
Yeah,
Jordan
there you go.
15 mil. Yeah.
Who did sell
33 mil off them two.
Oh,
Ian Brewster.
Brewster.
25, scored a goal, yeah. 25 mil.
Yeah. There you go. Wunderkind.
Yeah. What about, here's another interesting one, what about Jesse Lingard?
That's not a bad point, to be
but
fair.
The thing is, though, they're not talking real money for him.
Talking what? 15, 20 million?
Yeah. Honestly, the last 6 months, he was the form player in the Premier League. And you're talking about, what? Backup fucking Solanke money.
Yeah,
even Ryan Brewster money.
You think about
fucking
it.
Fucking won the FA Cup.
If you got 2 years out of Jesse Lingard.
Get a bit of that action as well.
Maybe like what you've just had in the last 6 months. That's a 40, 50 million quid player. People laugh at that. But if you were to get those two, three seasons out of him.
£30 million. I know the contract situation changes it. But £30 million, £25 million. You've got a good player there. You're not getting it. You got, all right, if I give you £30 million and say, buy me a player of Jesse Lingard's quality, happening. You're coming back from the fucking supermarket going, they had no lemons.
Exactly. Azhar says, we don't need to panic over Martial leaving. Young academy prospects in McNeil and Urinator. Very good. To look forward to. I like that one. Yeah. He's done me there. He's proper done me there.
He's sat at his screen now with a smirk on his mouth well he's never seen.
Like, McNeil is, on the serious note, though, a very good prospect. I don't think he's there yet. Chris Moira.
Drosden in the house.
Yeah, we know all about that. With more space that Sancho will create, do you think Martial could have a good season or a great season? Sorry, I'm doing you a disservice.
Shut Middleton, have you got... Oh, Paul Scholes, no man. Where's Eccles got?
You can't say Eccles. I'll have Salford.
You don't have him fucking Salford. He's from Urmston.
We've got Andy Mitten. yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people... Oh, yeah, there's another one. Matthew Sargent says, one of our main issues is squad depth. Yeah, everyone calls for players like Martial, James or Van der Beek to be solved. When they're not, will be as right away.
The problem with like Martial's on like 250 grand a week. That's Martial money if you're not going to keep him as.
And it's annoying because his attitude is pretty poor.
Is it though?
I think it's pretty poor.
I think his resting bitch face looks like he's got.
I think he's lost his confidence.
He's not just that. I don't know that his attitude is work rate off the left.
Work rate off the ball can't argue him. No. But I don't know if that's is that attitude or is that resting bitch face.
I think more for me.
Because he's always had that face. Yeah. He
had that face when he was banging in goals against like Everton in the semi final.
He scores a goal, he's like that.
It's just so frustrating because you know what he can do if he just ran a little bit more.
I think the problem for me is his confidence is gone. I mean, how many one-on-ones and tap-ins and stuff? And he was one of our best finishers, if not until Mason came through, our best finisher. And it's just not happening for him. You know, you look at some of them chances, PSG, Burnley, City, Leeds. These are like tap-ins almost. Yep. And a player of his quality, all day long I'd expect him to bury them. But he just looks like... Something's not quite...
What was it two seasons ago? 17 in the league? 17
23, I think, in all comps, I think.
23 in all comps. I mean, a goal every two games in the league, it's sort of damning what sort of happened in the last 12, 18 months, really.
It is. Oh, yeah. Brian Getting says, RH back on anytime soon?
Today? Yes.
No. Next week he is up the RH. Oh, God. He's from your neck of the woods, isn't he? East Manchester's in the house next week.
Droylsden,
yeah, you know. Yeah. As many serial killers as they've got pubs. So he'll be here next week. So him and Steve can have
on a serious note, though, if you'd like us to start doing extra content, me and Jay did discuss this earlier in the week where we was going to do serial killers at Droylsden.
There is like quite a few in there as well.
There's more than one.
Yeah. I remember doing like Vox Pops around there and people pointing out the you know, the local vicinity and how many there were around there.
And how much does that video bang when I become the next serial killer? Yeah.
Think about that.
And how many do you need to kill to be a serial killer?
I don't know. Is it three or five?
Is it like after you've done a hat trick, it's just you scored multiples and then...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's five.
I'd say five.
But I think...
That's rounded.
Ben Pearson, a super chat, thanks for your support.
Anyone in the comments know how many you need to be a serial killer?
Isaac Lancelate says, up the Earlham. Yes, one of my old stomping grounds.
Got Edge Lane in the house. See, Edge Lane, I think one side of Edge Lane's Clayton and the other side of Edge Lane's Droylsden. Which side are you on, mate?
What is it, Clayton or what?
It's Costa del Manc, says is Edge Lane's where I reside.
What's the two options when
Clayton or Drawson? You want poker in the eye?
I didn't want to say anything. I don't like being critical there. Is that not my own? Yeah, that's what I mean. You think, oh, I'm all right, I'm on the other side. No, you're not, bro.
He says, my back garden's in Clayton, my house is in Drawsden.
Mate, I won't mess with
that
him.
That garden gets burgled.
Yeah. But they see the house and go, nah, I don't mind, I'm all right.
Champions 1999 says, it's three to be a serial killer, lads. Wiki says three. People have been checking. There was a Paul Pogba question, which I think I've missed. Forgive me there. Oh, yeah, it was... I don't know if I read this, but I'll say it anyway. Yashash Gaterka, probably got that wrong, forgive me for butchering your name, says, if Pogba stays, does Donny have a future with us? I don't remember asking you guys that.
Apparently, Chris says, please say three, but over a fairly long period. So if you just kill three people, is that like one incident? Does it have to be separate incidents?
See, I don't think that should count like serial kill if you just kill three people at once.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. He's one sitting.
I think
he's
got to
be.
Yeah.
That's one sitting.
That's not for me. Like a serial killer, you've done your bit. You've got like, you've spread it out. You've got away
not
with
been
it.
Caught.
Yeah, you've got away with it. You're still going. You're fucking going to move.
I think all we need to say now is that, man, please sponsor us in the future, Manscaped. This is not a serious conversation.
No, there it is.
I think this needs, you know, it needs to be addressed. I feel like it's cheating if you just do them all at once.
Exactly.
Yeah. I drove my car into someone's gaff.
Yeah, no.
That's not the same,
no,
is it?
No, I think serial killer has to be that you go back and then you go back
it's
again.
It's a plan, isn't it?
At least.
Yeah. It's a plan.
I'm going to give it, you've got to be three separate incidences. You can't do it at like 11:58 and then do one at 5:00 PM. That don't count.
No, you're cheating there. Three separate. Alex Thomas makes a great point. Three at once is called a murder spree. It's not the same. Yeah. Murder spree, serial kill. Two different things. Sidance Badham says, Rybacks, get Trippier, Aarons, or give Laird a chance.
See, people are saying, three at the same time is multiple homicides. Serial killings are spaced out over reasonable durations. How are we including the word reasonable into murder?
What do you think the reasonable duration is, though?
I think a week. Because I could say a homicidal rampage could have been a couple of days. Yeah, guy cuts you up in traffic, you fucking drag him out, beat him at death of a man throat of fucking camera pole that one time, and then you got someone else fucking does you at a roundabout and you fucking blast him. Like, that could just be like, I had a bad day, killed three people on the way to work.
Yeah.
But I think you've got, if you kill someone on a Friday, and this isn't a Craig David song, but if you kill someone on a Friday, and then you at least leave it to like Thursday the next week.
We were making the mathematics.
Yeah. And then Friday, I was drip drying him in his basement on a Sunday, like from his ankle, like on a meat hook. Like these are, I think you got, I'm going to say 5 days, like 5 working days.
That's a longer. Yeah, I got even longer, me.
There's got to be I want to hear the words, like the word manhunt. Do you know what I mean? Like there's got to be a proper like.
Do you know why I think you have to go longer?
Do you know what I mean? Like, There's a serial killer out there. Police have launched a manhunt.
They got a manhunt for Dale Krieger on the same day, though.
No, my friend. Think about it. That was spread out a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But, all right, yeah, I'll let you off the...
So you can get 5 stars on GTA in an hour.
GTA, yeah, that's like...
No, you can get five stars on it. Yeah. You can get to that level of notoriety pretty quickly, but serial killer... I think there's a coldness to the.
There is.
That's why it's serial killer. That's like you went, did me killing, had a fucking roast dinner, I went to work the whole week the next week, and I got gimped up and went and killed again.
That's why I think it needs to be longer than a week. Because, you have to get back into some sort of, you know, normality then. Maybe not just a week, do a few weeks in 9 to 5.
I'm going
to
say a week.
Then get back into it, get back into the headset of, you know, being an absolute.
Luke says a serial killer
should
have a nickname like the Manchester Pusher.
Doesn't right, no.
Pusher?
No. I'm not having this one. This is a.
Wait, do you not know what a Manchester Pusher is?
Yeah. We've not heard of the Manchester Pusher.
You don't. See the blaseness like that.
There's a documentary out. There's a theory because a lot of people died around Manchester in the nighttime that there's a guy going around pushing people into the canal. I think it's a load of nonsense, but there's a documentary on it. You can go and check it out. Ash says, has Jay mentioned how much it rained in Rotterdam? 1991, because he's mentioned everything else. Fair enough.
Oi. Don't fucking derail our serial killer conversation on this football channel.
Edward Bamber
on a video called about Jadon Sancho.
Edward Bamber says, "Are you guys?" I like this question because it gives us a lot of like more credit than we deserve. Are you guys on about serial killers because of the YouTube algorithm's flavor of the month?
One, wasn't aware that was the case. Two, no, we just don't want to talk about Jadon Sancho.
That, what that question entails there, what you've suggested, would require a level of intelligence that, no disrespect to
and,
my...
And planning and production.
And planning that no one at this table's really got. You know, Jordan's a good-looking lad. Steve, you know, gets angry quite quickly. And I'm bald.
I'll definitely murder a fucking dozen people or so, mate.
I've no doubt about
that. I know you know the first five on that list, so... Yeah,
exactly. This will be evidence in court for my trial.
City fans know what Ben Pearce.
Oh, Jay New, bastard.
It's Ben Pearce.
When he ring him up, he's like, yeah, he told me he was going to.
Yeah, that's why that time I say it's Steve, not on WhatsApp. Ben Pearce, what's your thoughts on the Talk Sport story linking us? Ooh. Oh, this is Ben.
Oi, Costa del Manc, the Manny Nanny Killer.
That's a good nickname for one, isn't it? Is that not real, is it, by the way?
I don't know.
Right, well,
I
hope not.
I think that's
I think he's become
explain
more,
please.
Give us your serial killer. Give us serial killer nicknames.
Ben Pearce says, what's your thoughts? Right, Ben, you've got to put more effort in this. On the Talk Sport story, linking us to the German youngster, Hugh Jass.
Anyway, back on serial killers.
Yes. What would the nickname of Stephen be if he were to be a serial killer? Probably Stephen Howson.
There could be a hidden meaning in there, couldn't there?
Right, we're going to... Like, it's getting a bit close to home now with some of these suggestions, actually. I think some people may be privy to our conversations. We may have to move slightly on. Have we got any updates on this kiddo we might be buying from Germany yet, or what?
Martin Darcy says, Steve was the first person you'd kill from AFTV.
That's what I didn't want you to read out. That's literally what I didn't want you to do.
Now you've interrupted me. It's going to look on top.
Right, go on then.
I don't want to kill anyone from Arsenal. I don't want to kill anyone you know. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I don't want to kill anyone you know. There's just some fucking people I see on the commute in and I go, you know.
You know, yeah, I think we all do.
You know.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one from Seagull James John. Says, Jay, the name Butcher Motte. Yep, I am guilty of that one.
Yeah, you definitely serial killing some fucking names.
Oh, mate, I'm awful. Horrible. I don't mean to be, and I hate it, but I am just
rubbish. Oh, the Stretford Stalker.
Ooh, nice. Nice.
Stalker's a fucking right good word to it, isn't it?
Have you seen that on Netflix, the Night Stalker one?
Have I seen the Night Stalker one?
Richard Ramirez.
Is he the one that was, like, busting in a bedroom?
Yeah, horrible bastard. Yeah, right. What I love as well, that they put his face on the papers and then, like, people saw it was him and then just this like, town in California, he was running through this town, they all just tried to basically kill him. It's him.
Good old-fashioned lynch.
Let's get him. And it was the coppers actually saved him.
M16 Marauder.
Charlie Hatch says, Jay, do you old-school Bic the Head? Yes, I do, my friend.
He goes like this.
Down below, I use Manscaped with its lawnmower 3.0 technology, obviously, but I do bick my head. Gentlemen. Are you all right?
I'm reading.
All right, sorry.
Stretford Cycle.
How long have you been doing this for?
The Piccadilly Predator.
Yes.
That's a fucking read.
The PP.
The PP.
The Piccadilly Predator.
I can see, you know, someone singing about that, rapping about that further down the line. Can't
Tim Street Torturer.
The Tim Street Torturer, eh? Yeah. Nice. Nice. Work's done it. Rolls off the tongue, that one. We are going to wrap that up there. Someone's done an emoji and said, and with a label, Howson's knife. Thanks for that. That's not his knife. His knife's.
The draws and the shredder. There's already a few with the draws and there's the initial moniker.
Yes. We're going to move on. In fact, we're going to end it there. Check out the link in the description for your Manscaped with the 20% off terms and conditions.
The Manscaped Scalper.
Use the code, which I'm about to read out to you, Howson20. So you get 20% off and free shipping. It's time to add a few inches to your Harry Kane, it says here, with Manscaped.
Christian, I'm not reading it out, but
I'm scared now.
Someone's already definitely got that name.
Right, so this is a good way to end this chat.
Good Lord.
Thanks for everyone who got involved. Thanks for all the super chats. You've been doing your transfer review, haven't you?
Might have been.
Right, that's going to be up tomorrow. We're also going to be doing a watch-along for the Wales game tomorrow over on the Twitch. We're doing stuff on Twitch now. And when we do finally get a Here We Go for Jason Sanchez, we'll go live. So make sure you're subscribing and hitting the notifications on your subscribe button. Make sure you get that notifications bell.
So Edward Bamber's nailed it. He said if Steve killed 20 people, it'd be called Howson20, which is exactly the code you need to be putting in at the checkout to get Manscaped with 20% off.
This has been Howson's Brew, brought to you in association with Manscaped and not serial killers. That's been Jordan Simpson. Jordan, when can people find you? Or where can people find you even?
JD Simpson 98 on Twitter, as always.
It's good that you put your IQ on Twitter. It's good of you. What's your...
I mugged you fucking right off there, you big idiot.
You're bold.
Done me there. He's done me back. Hey, we'll call that a draw. Steve, you know where to... We know where to find you anyway. You don't need to tell him that. I've been Jay Martin.
You won't find me either because I'm not on there no more.
Oh, fair enough. This has been Howson's Brew. Thanks for watching. Podcast Network.